Now, let's move on to the Aer Lingus dispute. Are we seeing the end in sight to it, and will it be resolved? You heard yesterday how the Aer Lingus management have accepted the recommendations from the Labour Court that striking pilots who are members of the trade union IALPA, that they've agreed the recommendations from the Labour Court, the proposals from the Labour Court, that pilots should have their pay increased by 17.75%. IALPA, meanwhile, are looking at the matter. They're calling a meeting of its executive before preparing to ballot membership on its members on the Labour Court proposal. Will that 17.75% be enough for them? We're joined on the line now by the president, by the representative of the Irish Travel Agents Association, and that's Angela Walsh, who's president of the ITAA, the Irish Travel Agents Association. Angela, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today programme.
Good morning, Tress, and thank you very much for having me on.
Angela, from your reading of the situation, obviously it's difficult to predict that what the pilots will vote upon or whether they'll decide to accept this Labour Court proposal. But from your involvement in the travel industry over the years, what are your feelings?
Well, I suppose firstly, if we look at the function of the Labour Court in the first place, the Labour Court is there to find an independent, rational and fair solution. And this dispute was always going to get resolved. There is a process, and we believe that it's a matter of time. We're very close to the point now where they can find a resolution. And this does appear to be a rational and fair solution. And I also think the fact that Aer Lingus have accepted the recommendations so quickly, that's a very good indicator that they are ready now to call off the process. Is they have gone through due process, and it is time to actually now sit down and find a resolution, and we believe that this is the time and that it appears to be a fair and rational solution. So we're hoping that the pilots will be fair and rational, and the solution will be accepted and agreed by both sides.
Now, in the meantime, until the members of IALPA are balloted on the Labour Court proposal, the unions work to rule under which pilots are refusing overtime, out-of-hours work or late roster changes. That continues in the meantime. So there will still be disruption for the moment anyway.
There will. The work to rule will continue as is. However, the most important part here is that there will be no further escalation on strike action. And I think that's the really important part to remember, because Aer Lingus, to their credit, and the travel agents around the country, to their credit, have managed the situation very well, I believe. There's been a lot of proactive, they've both been very proactive, both the airline and the travel agents, in accommodating their members and finding, you know, different routes, different solutions for them. And by and large, that has been welcomed by the customers. So we believe that to date it's manageable. Absolutely, there's casualties to everything. However, the feedback that we're getting from our members is that most people have been accommodated. So we can manage with this situation, Tressa, for a little bit longer, right? But it's not a sustainable solution. So we really do need them to accept this, so that the business travellers can get back to doing business and the leisure travellers can go and start looking forward to their travel again.
Now, the Labour Court proposal is that the Aer Lingus pilots would have their pay increased by 17.75%. Now, IALPA has been seeking 20% plus pay rises. Is that too much of a gap between what they want and what the Labour Court is recommending?
Well, look, it appears to be a very normal negotiation process and normal negotiation tactics. And if you look at the recommendation of 17.5%, it's sitting in the middle, right? And that would indicate that it is a fair solution.
Now, Angela, I know you, for your own business, and you're based in Cork, that you would deal primarily with business customers arranging business trips. Based on that, or maybe based as from feedback as well as you're that you're getting as president of the Irish Travel Agents Association, customers, have they expressed views to you in the ITAA? You know, are they apportioning blame here to a particular party over another, or are they generally saying, you know, it's an issue that rests with both sides, both with Aer Lingus and the pilots?
Look, first of all, I think that nobody here so far is really getting into the blame game, because the focus all the time for us has been on the customer, as it has for all the other agents around the country. And we deal primarily with corporate customers, but we also deal with a lot of the leisure customers that originate from our business. And, you know, once the customer should be front and centre of all these negotiations. They should be front and centre of all our actions in a business, and they have been to date, but there has been disruption. It has not been easy. It has not been easy to do business, and also remember, Trasa, that there's an inbound knock-on effect here as well. Hotels have been cancelled, restaurants, bars, they're all feeling the pinch of this. So it's very important to remember that there's a wide sector of people here being affected.
How has it affected travel agents?
Well, travel agents have been working flat out and literally 24/7. I mean, we were on this trestle from the very start, before any of the disruption actually hit, you know, before it actually happened. And we had deployed teams, we were working through the weekends, through the night, literally rebooking, reaccommodating, rearranging our customers. So anybody that was booked with a travel agent, you know, they were the lucky ones in this situation, because they had somebody to actually, their holiday was secure, they were safe, they had somebody to contact. So we've had very, very good feedback from our customers and from our members that this has actually been quite a positive, has had a positive impact on our members, because people have realised they do need the travel agent, they do need their expertise, their experience. And remember, Trasa, that this isn't the first crisis. We have we've come through COVID, we've come through Ash, we've come through, in the travel industry there seems to be an ongoing, you know, there's a crisis every couple of months, so we are used to dealing with it. So I think that we're very proud of all our members, that they have actually really responded very well here. They have been very proactive, and the customer has been at the forefront of all our actions.
Finally, Angela, from what you're saying to me, and we're speaking here to the president of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Angela Walsh. Angela, from what I've gathered, and you do seem quite hopeful. You seem hopeful that the dispute involving Aer Lingus and IALPA, the pilots' trade union, it's on the brink of being resolved, based on what came out from the Labour Court yesterday, and the fact that its recommendations were so swiftly accepted by the company.
Yes, we're very optimistic. All those indicators, Trasa, are giving us a reason to be hopeful. We really believe that people can now, you know, start to, you know, be cautious, right? Make sure you have your plans in place, make sure you're talking to your travel agent. But I think you can start looking forward to doing business again, and you can start looking forward to travelling again.
And briefly, and you've referenced it there in what you just said to me, someone who's due to fly with Aer Lingus over the next couple of days or so, what's your advice to them?
Well, the advice is, if you booked with your travel agent, stay in touch with your travel agent. If you've booked with Aer Lingus, you know, they have been very, very supportive to the customer and the trade through this crisis. So the thing is, stay in touch, stay ahead of it. There should be nothing drastic happen, right? A lot of the contingency plans have already been put in place by Aer Lingus, and all in all, they have worked very well. Any of the contingency plans that our members have put in place with their customers have worked extremely well. So I believe that if we continue on that basis, everything, and there is a resolution, then we will all be back flying safely again.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking to Angela Walsh, who's president of the ITAA, that's the Irish Travel Agents Association.